You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has experienced a surge in coronavirus testing and a surge in COVID-19 cases, with 20 more infections recorded. The Melbourne Showgrounds will soon open as a new testing site to the general public on Thursday. The state's chief health officer, Professor Brett Sutton, admits the extra demand for tests is putting pressure on the system.
Victoria really does have the highest testing capacity in Australia at the moment, but human behaviour is a strange thing. The message hasn't changed. We've always said get tested with mild symptoms, but obviously there's a lot of concern around the increase in cases in recent days.
The 20th coronavirus fatality in Victoria was an elderly man, taking the national death toll to 103. The Australian Defence Force has been called in to help Victoria contain the spread. Victoria has identified several council areas in Melbourne's north, southeast, and west where cases are active. But opposition leader Michael O'Brien is concerned about discrimination against those local residents after several holiday parks decided to ban some visitors based on where they live. He wants coronavirus hotspots to be identified via postcodes or towns rather than local councils.
The government's messaging hasn't been precise, and a lot of Victorians are being tarred with the COVID brush unfairly and unnecessarily. What this tells us is that the government should take up my suggestion of identifying hotspots by postcode or by suburb or town, because an entire local government area is just too broad a brush to be accurate.
As Victorian authorities ramp up their door-knocking campaign in hotspots to target migrant groups, Professor Sutton says multicultural communities were previously part of the state's strategy. But he understands some culturally diverse people use different social media channels which can contain misinformation.
I've met with the Islamic Council of Victoria recently. We're meeting with a whole number of ethnic community representatives, and I have always advocated to our comms team to engage with our intelligence team around where are our cases, what communities do they represent, and to use all mechanisms to reach into them.
Labor's Chris Bowen agrees COVID-19 communication needs to better cater to people who speak languages other than English.
Very important messages about social distancing, about appropriate protections, aren't getting through to the relevant communities. We've made that point right from the beginning of this crisis. We provided the government with that feedback.
A report from a health advisory committee last month raised questions about how the government dealt with migrant groups, suggesting there was a missed opportunity. But Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has defended how the government has handled its consultation with culturally diverse leaders.
There's been direct community engagement as well as national level engagement. And so within the specific communities in northern Victoria, there's been engagement led by the Department of Home Affairs and Migration, but also the state authorities.
He is blaming the latest Victorian outbreak partially on four cases linked to the Black Lives Matter protests and the public's more relaxed attitude to physical distancing rules.
Since the protests, many Victorians and many Australians have said, gosh, if it's okay for 10,000 people to congregate and huddle together, surely it would be okay for 10 in my family. And the message is it was never okay for that protest to have gone ahead.
Outside of Victoria, 10 new coronavirus cases have been identified in New South Wales, but all are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has told the ABC she's confident Melbourne's outbreak can be controlled.
I'm sure it's manageable, and it is. I mean, there will be community spikes, community outbreaks during the course of the pandemic. And New South Wales, it could happen here just as easily, which is why it's so important for us to remain vigilant. It's a good wake-up call.
Also interstate, Tasmania will ease coronavirus restrictions from lunchtime on Friday, allowing more people at indoor and outdoor venues. But Premier Peter Gutwin is urging Tasmanians to stay cautious.
We can't be naive to think that, you know, what is happening around the world, what is happening in other parts of this country right now, may not happen here. We can do everything that we can to protect ourselves against that, but this is a deadly, insidious, highly contagious disease, and we need to be mindful of that.
And the South Australian government is intensifying its border control measures ahead of its plan to welcome travellers from next week. Health Minister Stephen Wade says there will be strong supervision at the Victorian border with South Australia.
From next week, people will be able to get pre-approval online before they travel. That means that we can make sure that the criteria are being rigorously imposed. We want people to be able to travel for urgent medical reasons. We want people to be able to travel for compassionate reasons. We still want to keep our freight lines open, but we need to make sure that we do avoid unnecessary travel.
Meantime, supermarket giant Woolworths has reinstated purchase limits for Victorian customers buying toilet paper, hand sanitizer, paper towel and other food basics like flour and sugar. The two-item limit is being reintroduced in Victoria because Woolworths says it's noticed an early surge in demand but insists it has healthy stock levels available. Coles is also imposing temporary buying restrictions on paper towel, toilet paper and other staple items to ensure products are accessible to all customers. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.